This is Wendy Norfleet, and I own and operate Norfleet Integrated Solutions located in Jacksonville, Florida. And you are listening to Small Biz Florida from the Florida SBDC at Indian River State College.
This is Small Biz Florida, the podcast designed and produced specifically for Florida small business owners and entrepreneurs. Small Biz Florida, talk that works for Florida. This podcast is supported by the Florida SBDC Network, providing the tools, strategies, and expertise to help Florida's business community thrive. Visit the Florida SBDC online at www.floridasbdc.org or contact your local office and get started on your path to success today.
And this is Small Biz Florida, the podcast and broadcast. It's all things business across the state of Florida. And we are coming to you from the 10th annual Small Business Leadership Conference, brought to you by the Jim Moran Institute at Florida State University. We are operating and broadcasting from the JW Marriott, beautiful JW Marriott here in Orlando, Florida. And what a great conference it is. Incredible speakers. So a lot of our segments and episodes over the course of the next number of weeks are all brought to you from the conference here in Orlando, Florida. And we've been talking to a lot of really standout presenters and speakers in the area of small business, and we've got one of those today here with us, Mr. Jeff O'Hare. Welcome to Small Biz Florida, Jeff.
Thank you, Tom. Glad to be here with you today.
Jeff, you operate in one of my favorite spaces, the party and event space.
That's right.
Jeff, you've obviously an accomplished entrepreneur, started multiple companies, and you've invested in numerous others. But right now, you're focused on your corporate event management company, and you talk about kind of your core purpose is to create authentic New Orleans memories, of course, while exceeding your client expectations. So start us off with a little background on you and kind of your pathway it's called PRA Business Events, right?
That's correct, yeah.
So take us on a pathway to your creation and of PRA Business Events.
Yeah, so I started out in the hotel business. I graduated from Florida State in 1988, and my first job was with Sheraton, and I worked for Sheraton for 8 years. And around the time that I turned 30, we got a new general manager at the hotel that had a very different philosophy from the last general manager and a very different philosophy from me. And so I like to joke it's not really a joke, I guess, but I had kind of a midlife crisis at 30 and decided I really didn't want to work for anybody else any longer. So I left the Sheraton and I started a business first with a partner that I had known previously, and then I split off and we went solo. What we did originally was we worked on blocks of hotel rooms during major events.
Wow.
Your listeners may not realize, but there was a time before the internet. And I know that's foreign to a lot of people.
Well, yeah, of course, not to me, but yeah. Right.
But you had to call a hotel when you wanted rooms. And so and if they were sold out, you called the next hotel.
That's
you didn't
right.
just Google it and see who had rooms available.
Right.
So we built a company that would address that and sell blocks of rooms during major events. And we eventually added an online reservation component to that when the internet became more widely used. And from there, I built it into being a full service event company where we do everything from A to Z. If you imagine a business conference coming into town or one that you've attended, you've got transportation that brings you in from the airport. You've got the parties that they do at night. You've got the spouse tours, all those sort of things. So we provide all those services, everything basically except for the educational content that goes on site.
Wow, nice. You know, I have some family that spent some time in the hospitality industry, and you're so right. I mean, you know, prior to the internet, there was a lot of need for a service like yours when you had a group meeting or, you know, someone to compile all that information right. So they could easily or make a decision about where to locate the event and the conference. Yeah, absolutely. Now, You operate primarily in the New Orleans and Louisiana area, is that?
That's correct, yes.
So how did you get connected? I know you said you're a graduate of FSU, but how did you get connected to the conference here at the Jim Moran Institute?
It basically grew out of my connection from Florida State.
Okay.
You know, the Jim Moran Institute has an honor that they put out every year called the Seminole 100, which honors the fastest growing companies that are owned by FSU alumni.
And so
I've been honored on that list 3 of the 4 years that it's been in existence.
Wow, nice.
And,
congratulations.
That's really how my tie to the Institute started.
Okay. Talk to us about your presentation here at the Small Business Leadership Conference.
Well, the presentation that we're going to be doing this afternoon is about recovering from failures in business. So when they first approached me about this, and they said, we want you to talk, you know, we're looking for some people to talk about how they've recovered from business failures. And can you give me an example of a failure and how you, you know, recovered from that? And I said, you know, I've started 11 companies over the last 25 years. I don't know which failure do you want me to start with, right? But that's the theme. There's going to be myself and a couple of other speakers that are going to explore the same topic.
Okay.
And hopefully share some lessons that people in the room, it's always better to learn from somebody else's mistakes than your own, isn't it?
Right, absolutely. And you know, I one of my favorite kind of business sayings is failure is an event. You know, failure is not fatal, it's just an event.
Right.
So that happens and then you move on. Is that kind of your philosophy with failure too?
That's definitely my philosophy, but I think it's a hard lesson to learn. So the first couple of failures that you have, you really take it to heart and you think that, you know, I've done something wrong as an entrepreneur.
Right.
I've really screwed this up. It's Jeff O'Hara personally.
Right.
But after you've done it a few times and you realize that not only has Jeff O'Hara had made mistakes or had failures in business, that every other successful entrepreneur has too.
Right.
And it makes it, it doesn't make it any more fun to deal with, but it puts it in perspective and it allows you to contend with those things and try to think clearly through the process to get you to the point where you can recover from whatever that is. You know, I've been in the hospitality industry and owned businesses through September 11th, through Hurricane Katrina, through the Great Recession.
Wow.
All of those instances basically shut our industry down for a period of time, and now we've got COVID where it's happening again.
That is really a great point, especially in your background in Louisiana. I mean, it's been a tough marketplace over the last couple of decades. You're right.
Yeah, there's been a lot of things that, you know, and that's when these outside events happen to you. You know, you go back to kind of the concept of failure or things went wrong.
Right.
A lot of times, these outside events happen to you. They have nothing to do with you as a business owner. You could be doing everything perfectly, going down exactly the right path, and then two planes hit the Twin Towers and stop the entire world from traveling.
Right.
So, do you take that personally, or do you and say, nah, I just can't do this anymore, or do you find a way out of it and try to move your business forward?
Yeah, excellent point. And so, you know, my question to you simply is this. You've experienced all this. Kind of give us your top 3, you know, strategies for getting through something like that. What do you do?
Well, the first thing is that you can't overreact. You can't do a knee-jerk reaction at the minute. You've got to let things play out for a period of time and get all the information in front of you. So, I mean, the easiest thing to do when business shuts down is lay everybody off and, you know, say, I've got to save every expense that I have.
Right.
But that's really shooting yourself in the foot in the long run. So you've got to see what the events play out, what the timing of this recovery is really going to look like.
Right.
You have to really not take yourself too seriously at the end of the day. And then realize that even though an entrepreneur, it's really your nature to pin everything on yourself, successes and failures. But realize, especially with external events, that it's really not so a personal failure. And then the third thing would be, you know, as difficult as the day might be, there's going to be whiskey at the bar at the end of the day.
I like that. Yes, there is. So let's talk about your book. Have fun, fight back, and keep the party going.
Yes.
When you handed me the book, I said, listen, that's the way I like to live right there.
Exactly.
So I can't wait to read the book. Talk about the book. What are we going to learn from the book?
Well, the premise of the book is kind of based on the what I mentioned about being a business owner in the hospitality industry through September 11th, through Katrina, through the Great Recession and the impact that had on the hospitality industry in each one of those times, and how we almost had to start over in each time, and the leadership lessons that I learned from all that time. It's a lighthearted book that I wrote that I intended to be read as being entertaining, but right. also informative. So I think right. there's a good balance there. And the line, bottom line again is things go easier for you if you don't take yourself too seriously.
Right. Talk a little bit about your actual company. I mean, you've got a whole team of people. You talk about having over 80 years of combined experience, at PRA. Talk about your team.
Well, we've got my philosophy on team building is I really like taking, kind of younger people, recent graduates or maybe with 2 years of experience, and develop those people into being effective event managers and effective leaders within the team, as opposed to, a lot of people are tempted to, hire from the competition or try to find a rock star off the street. Well, those people tend to be more expensive. They also tend to have their own way of doing things and thinking. And I want people to grow their minds. And so I like starting with younger people. That's my philosophy on team building. And so, but all of my team has been with me for now, with the exception of the two youngest, have been with me all for over 6-7 years, some as many as 10. They've demonstrated great loyalty, and that's because I've given them opportunities.
Right.
A lot of times opportunities that they didn't realize they could do on their own. And it wasn't until I said, look, I think you're going to be good at this, and I want to give you this opportunity. And they're, as a young person, maybe not as much confidence as the rest of us have. They go, I don't know if I, but if you let them know that you're confident and they can grow into things that they didn't think they could do. And that's been my kind of philosophy on hiring and team building over the years. And it's worked. It's worked well for me.
Yeah, and I think it's also got to be rewarding for you to see some of those young people come up and do some things and maybe even leave and go do some things on their own. And
it is, I've had the unfortunate occasion that a couple of people that I developed and worked with me for any number of years, in fact, one just happened last week, that they got out of the blue sky gigantic opportunities from somebody that recognized them
right.
while they were doing work for me. And even though they weren't looking for another job, somebody came and plucked them. And I was talking with my director of sales yesterday, and she was lamenting the fact that we lost this all-star. And I said, look, the alternative is we hire people that are, that are worthless, and then they stay forever because they can't find another
right,
job.
Right.
I said that's the reward of developing good people. I was just reading an article about Sean Payton, the Saints football coach, the other day, and we lost a couple of our great assistant coaches, and he said the same thing. He said, we hire great coaches. You have to expect that they're going to get a head coaching job somewhere.
Right, makes sense. Now, you are primarily do your work in the Louisiana marketplace, but how could someone kind of get in touch with you, reach out to you, maybe have a conversation with you, maybe get a copy of the book, even though you don't sort of work in Florida, but some folks might want to talk to you.
Yeah, absolutely. We got my event planning company website is www.nolameetings.com. I'm very active on LinkedIn. You can find me there, and you can find the book at jeffreyohara.com, okay. and it's also available on Amazon.
Now, you talk about, of course, you started a number of companies and invested in others. Kind of as we bring to close our conversation, talk about your advice for that young entrepreneur starting that new business. You were a little more mature when you started your business, but what do you tell somebody who is at a corporation like a Sheraton or a big company and been working there for years and a little fearful about taking that step to start their own operation. Talk about that.
Well, when I first quit Sheraton, first of all, it was one of those scenarios where I had just had enough of this new general manager, and it was a Friday. And I'm Irish, right? So, Irish have a little bit of a well-deserved reputation for getting a little hot-headed from time to time.
Right.
So I was on a Friday, and I said, I've had it. I can't take this. I don't want to work with this guy anymore. Knowing that I've got, a little bit of Irish hot-headed, I said, look, I'm going to take the weekend. If I wake up Monday morning and I'm still mad, then I'm going to quit. And that happened. I woke up Monday morning, I was still mad, and I quit. And I walked out Monday. There was no 2 weeks' notice, nothing. And I had no idea what I was going to do. My girlfriend at the time and my mother both came from families where everybody worked for the same company for their entire career.
Right.
And so this was really out of character for anybody that was close to me. But in, I guess in my mind at the time, I thought, you know, if this doesn't go well, you know, when I started down the entrepreneurial road, I thought if this doesn't go well, I can always go back to a big company and work again. The reality of that is that's not really true. Once you've been an entrepreneur for any amount of time, you're basically unemployable.
Right.
You know, you like doing things your own way, and companies realize that too. So even if you wanted to, it's hard to get back into the world. Yep. So what I would tell somebody that's thinking about that is that, you know, the value, it's not easy. There's, you know, as you know well, and all of your guests and the people that listen to your show know, it's not easy. There's a lot of hard knocks, but there's a lot of value to me in having control over the decisions that we make every day, the good ones and the bad ones, having control of your life, and knowing that when something goes really well, that was because of something that you put in place. And that's, depending on where you are in life, I mean, even when I was younger, that's more important to me than the money was, really. I mean, you have to have money. I mean, you got to pay the bills.
Right.
But then the next thing is that, you know, look at what you want to do, what you're good at, and make sure that there's a big enough market there for you to address. I look at a lot of companies that come to before my investment group, and they've got, you know, a solution to something that's dear to their heart, but there isn't enough people out there that it's also important to. And then the other thing, the next piece of that is whatever you're jumping off onto is to understand your company. I mean, your customer, because we see a lot of entrepreneurs that come in that are real product guys, and they'll spend their whole pitch talking about how all the details and intricacies of their product.
Right.
You know, as an investor, we kind of look at it like, you know, if you made it this far, I kind of assume the thing works, and I don't know the technical ins and outs to question you about it. But what does your customer think? Because you got can you demonstrate to me that you got customers that are willing to pay for it? And a lot of times they're so focused on product, they haven't looked at the customer or the market. And I think that that's critical.
Jeffrey, you have just summed up two semesters of entrepreneurship training. Brilliant. I mean, wow. It goes to your level of experience. I mean, again, focus on what you're strong in. Focus on what you know. That's a concept we teach. And then is the market large enough? You know, is there enough people out there to buy? And then really understanding your market. Wow, Jeff, I mean, I think I can reinvent the entire entrepreneurship training.
I do it one paragraph.
Yeah, you did great. I mean, that's exactly right. And that's great advice for young people looking. You know, so often, you know, young people, they get passionate about their idea, but they don't understand it's about research. You got to spend that time and focus on research. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, you could have the most genius idea in the world, but somebody's got to be willing to pay money for it, and not just one guy.
Yeah.
You know, many people have to be willing for it to be a viable business.
Right. No, absolutely. Well, listen, great advice, Jeff. I know Small Business Leadership Conference and JMI are very excited to have one of their honorees here speaking, and congratulations on being recognized for all you do. It's obvious why you were recognized. You've done a great job.
Thank you.
And you have not operated in a very easy space the last decade. I mean, this has been tough in the hospitality business. And then who saw a pandemic coming? You know, bad economy, you know, like you say, 9/11. Gosh, we thought we had seen the worst for hospitality, but we just weren't prepared for a year of closure.
You know, it's funny because my nephew, who just got around to reading my book. He's 18, you know, and the book's been out for a couple of years now, but he just got around to reading it. And he said, Uncle Jeff, he said, in the book, you say that, you know, after those three big events, you'll be ready to handle anything. There's nothing, I think the quote is that, you know, there's nothing they can throw out at me that I won't be able to handle.
Right.
Well, that's what's been a challenge. I'll be the first to tell you that.
Right.
You know, and it's, you know, after Katrina in particular, meeting planners made a point to bring events to New Orleans and support New Orleans.
Yeah.
After the Great Recession, people made a point of, like, they didn't have meetings for a long time, but they made a point of getting the people back together.
Right.
Well, right now, the one thing that people don't want to do is travel and meet in large groups.
Right.
And so before, there was kind of a focus on getting things back going. Now, there's a lot of hesitancy. So that's a different animal for us to kind of figure out how to contend with.
Yeah.
Obviously, we do all the, you know, we've got a huge safety and cleanliness protocol that we put in place with all of our vets. Right. But if people don't want to get off the couch because they read in the paper every day that if they get off the couch, they watch on the news, that if they get off the couch, they're going to walk outside and drop dead,
right,
then it makes them hesitant to go to the events.
Right. No, good point. Well, again, Jeff, excellent work. The book is Have Fun, Fight Back, and Keep the Party Going. Jeff, I love it. I can't wait to read it. I tend to live that philosophy, every day. And great work with your company. And again, one more time, give us an email or a website where folks could find you and find the book.
Yeah, they can reach me at www.jeffreyohara.com. Or if you go to Amazon, you just put Jeff O'Hara in. It's the first thing that comes up.
Okay. All right. It is Jeff O'Hara, corporate events specialist, venture capitalist, investor, and mentor to entrepreneurs, Jeff, and author. Thank you, Jeff, for taking time out here with us at Small Biz Florida here from the conference, and look forward to the presentation here at the conference. And with that, this is Small Biz Florida, the podcast and broadcast. It's all things business in the state of Florida. And we are coming to you from the Small Business Leadership Conference here in Orlando. And stay tuned. Lots more coming to you right here from Orlando.
This has been Small Biz Florida, created and produced by the Florida Small Business Development Center at Indian River State College. Your host for Small Biz Florida is Tom Kindred. Partners for Small Biz Florida include WPSL and WSTU and Indian River State College, named the 2019 winner of the Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence.